It's This Week in Classical Music, an update on what's happening in the classical music world and on a local arts scene. I'm Randy Kinkle. The great Hungarian composer and pianist Béla Bartók once said, "Competitions are for horses, not for artists." Israeli pianist Boris Giltburg, who won one of the world's most prestigious and grueling music contests, agrees with Bartók's assessment. He just won Belgium's Queen Elizabeth competition in spite of a memory lapse that froze him as he performed Mozart in the semifinals. In the Chapelle Musicale, built for the purpose, the 12 finalists for the competition, denied all access to the outside world, had to learn a fiendishly difficult new work by French composer Michel Petrosian, as well as rehearsing their chosen performance pieces. In Giltburg's case, a Beethoven sonata and a Rachmaninoff concerto. The 29-year-old said it was one of the toughest weeks of his life so far, and he's still angry about it. "I'm a bit angry at the world for not having come up with another way of discovering talent other than competitions," he said. He vows he'd never be on a jury making the kind of decision that determines someone else's future, but at the same time, he brims with gratitude for the judges who selected him. The Brussels-based contest is one of a handful of truly great springboards for a young musician's career. On the strength of it, Giltburg has more than 80 concerts worldwide before the end of the year. He also has a Facebook page and a blog to try to explain classical music's power. He says, "Music is a creation of humanity. There's little I would place above it. I want to bring the same kind of feeling to everybody." We're another one for Wolfgang Amadeus Mozart. Just when you thought it was safe to like Mozart, just because you like him, not because he's good for you, researchers report the soothing sounds of a Mozart minuet boosts the ability of children and seniors to focus on a task and ignore extraneous information. The results in the study were consistent for seniors and youngsters. Compared to working in silence, their reaction times were significantly quicker and their error rates were lower when the Mozart piece was played. In contrast, when dissonant music was playing, reaction times were significantly slower and error rates significantly higher. To researchers, this suggests consonant music, that is, music that has a pleasing sense of stability and completeness, like the music of Mozart, may have an important cognitive function to help in overcoming cognitive interference. You can focus on your tasks to the music of Mozart and his contemporaries every weekday at noon on the Mozart Buffet here on 89.5 FM and kbaq.org. For more on these and other items and events, go to the website kbaq.org. Be listening each week at this time for another update. Find us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter. Join us every weekday at noon for the Mozart Buffet. I'm Randy Kinkle for This Week in Classical Music and Local Arts on 89.5 KBAQ Phoenix and HD, a service of Rio Salado College and Arizona State University. We also broadcast on translator K209DV Scottsdale at 89.7, and we're available on the web at kbaq.org.